This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Audio courtesy the Kevin Stefanski Coaches Show. Good morning, Tone.
Hey.
How you doing?
You know what? I'm good.
It's game day.
Yeah. It is, even though I regretted to inform Ken. You guys were talking about the games last night. I go, there were games last night.
Well, I don't think anybody cares about other preseason games, do they?
Well, one of your rivals and your week one opponent started their starting quarterback and their 99 Madden receiver.
They did. I wouldn't have cared if the Guardians were playing last night. Like, you're going to watch the Guardians. I'm going to watch. Sorry. I mean, I got the NFL Plus thing, so I can go back and watch this later if I want to.
I don't know. Judging by the ratings these preseason games get, there are clearly a lot of baseball fans that watch this instead.
Oh, without a doubt. There's also gamblers, and there's also people just want to see some football, for crying out loud. It's not like it. Again, if they didn't draw ratings, they wouldn't do them. But they draw ratings. People watch them no matter what they want to say. The Pro Bowl still drew a rating.
I mean, I'm looking at the lower bowl. Is this game being played in Seattle?
In Seattle.
It is jammed. I mean, it looks like a regular season game. I can only see the lower bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. They get them in there. We have a game tonight. And I did some soul searching yesterday. I really did do some soul searching, Tone. You wouldn't believe this. I was standing there in the newsroom over at 8, and I was looking out the window. And at that newsroom, you can see, guys, I'm dead serious about this. You're having an existential crisis over Browns quarterbacks. Maybe you need to take a step back there and go take a walk or something like that. But either way, I did some soul searching yesterday because I'm looking at the lake and I'm just kind of thinking, and then it kind of hit me. And I think I've made a terrible mistake. And I need you to help me through this. Because I will not discuss Shedeur Sanders as if he's a fifth-round pick. I think he's better than that. I think that we've convoluted it a little bit with the Dylan Gabriel pick. But, I mean, if you were to go dollars to donuts with every Browns fan out there and go, hey, who do you think really has a higher ceiling? In all honesty. I would say the majority are going to say Shedeur.
The majority in the Browns front office say that?
I'm not sure, but I asked Browns fans.
Probably wouldn't, right?
But
because
this is
he ended up going fifth and one went third.
And this is my problem. This is my crisis. I really, really, really want something that probably isn't very realistic whatsoever. I want to skip steps on the way back to being, like I've tasted competitive football twice over the last 5 years. And you become, when you get a taste, all you want to do is chase that dragon and get it back. And I think I wanted to skip steps on the way back there. Like, him becoming our franchise quarterback, the chances of that are actually, I got to admit, they're low. They are low chances. But because of the situation we're in, I can't help but entertain him. Like, Anthony, like, Albert Breer, there was a video of you and I arguing about Shedeur Sanders yesterday, and Albert Breer, who comes on the station every Tuesday, or basically, you know, whenever he suits it, but Albert Breer, SI, had said, boy, they aren't talking about Riley Leonard getting a shot in Colts in the Colts open QB competition this way. Why? Are they charting Jalen Milroe's first team reps in Seattle? I go, well, these situations are not like this situation. Anthony Richardson, they want him to be their starter. I don't know. He's regressing to the point where I don't even know if he knows about football anymore. Like, the game, and has seen the game, according to yesterday and what I saw yesterday, the clips this morning. When it comes to Jalen Milroe, I mean, you got Sam Darnold there. You brought him in for a reason. Sam Darnold's going to be your starter. Here, you got a 40-year-old quarterback who nobody, and I think Albert would have to say, does anybody expect him to start past the month of October? And I'm being generous. Does anybody expect Joe Flacco to start past the month of October?
I don't think so.
Okay. So,
of course, now I don't even know if he's starting week one anymore after some of the stuff that came out from Carolina.
Well, I would certainly start in week one, obviously. But either way, I mean, we still got a few more weeks to discuss that. Hell, it's a month until the season starts. But when you go back to this, it's like, okay, nobody expects him to start even past the month of October, and that's being generous here. So then it becomes a golden opportunity. Well, Kenny Pickett, there's already stink on him, no matter what anybody wants to say. Dylan Gabriel, it's a questionable pick. We'll see. Again, I think you're right. The people in Berea would have a lot more faith. Technically, they're in Charlotte right now. But the people in the building would have a lot more faith in Dylan Gabriel than what the general public has. And then you have this guy where I can't just treat him like Clayton Thorson. I mean, I yelled at you about it a couple days ago to the point where now I'm raspy over it, where Mel Kiper wasn't getting emotional on TV and basically to the point of tears over Clayton Thorson. He wasn't doing that. Like, this is, we cannot stick our head in the sand and act like this is a normal fifth round pick situation. However, I also can't force a situation that might not be there, because I'm not there every single day. I'm not with him every single day. We may find out tonight, depending on some of the things that he does. Maybe he is behind. Maybe he does need more time with this. Now, I'm sure people just blame Kevin Stefanski, and I flirt with the notion myself. Why? Because I'm so desperate to dig ourselves out of this hole of what we have. I see Myles Garrett, I see Denzel Ward, and I go, we have these players that, if you had a quarterback, what would we be saying about this team? We have these players that one is a guaranteed first ballot Hall of Famer, and I'm just going to waste another year with him. And so I desperately, and when people get desperate, what do? They don't think clearly. And so I'm not thinking totally clearly. And so I desperately want to skip steps to try to dig us out of the hole that we've created. And that may come at the cost of whether or not Shedeur Sanders is very much ready. Does any of that make sense to you?
It does. But it's funny because I got a DM yesterday from somebody that works in the NFL that listens to the show.
And they said, Kenny lose his mind?
They cannot believe we are talking about Shedeur Sanders the way we're talking about him. They think people around the league are laughing at this situation. They can't believe that there is any charting of passes for a fifth-round pick when he's the guy they actually have the least amount of assets towards in the quarterback room. Flacco, they're paying this year. He's getting $4 million, but with incentives could be way more. They traded a player and a fifth-round pick for Kenny Pickett. They obviously took Dylan Gabriel ahead of Shedeur. And Shedeur is there. And then, like I said yesterday,
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
Everything they are leaking to the public is to try to tell you, yeah, he's fourth on the depth chart, and their placement of him and him not getting reps. Like I said yesterday on social media, I think it's time that we just for your own sanity, whether or not you think he's going to be great, whether or not you think he's going to be out of the league in 2 years, whatever it is your feeling is, just go into any Shador conversation with, he's a fifth round pick. If you look at him through that lens, you're not going to be disappointed. In fact, you only are going to be, you only are going to feel great if he ends up playing well.
I'm going to end up being disappointed no matter
what. So lower your expectations, I guess, would be the message I would have.
But
even though I'm excited for him, I am pumped. It's really the only reason I'm dialed in tonight. I mean, I would have watched, but I would not have watched. I would not have watched all that much, I'll be honest.
But that,
you see, first preseason game.
And that's part of what we're
given
what we're
the guys
here
that aren't playing.
You know, Anthony, I had written down as a conversation piece before we knew Shador was going to start in this game. Does Anthony owe it to you guys to watch the preseason? Because you're famous for, hey, I'm going to the feast. Hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm not. Like, it almost became a badge of honor. Like, I'm not watching these games live. You would watch something else, and I'll get to it when I get to it, because, guys, I'm not going to sit down and break down. Kenny will break down Jackson Barton and whether or not he can make the 53-man roster. I'm not going to sit there and do like you, and that's fine. Like, it is a show. That's part of it, okay? But that's part of what makes you fun. But then Shador comes in, and I go, well, then we can't treat him like a fifth-round pick, because if it was just, if it were Mike White starting for the Browns, we'd go, well, what the hell? And I think a lot of people would be making probably old mayor jokes and alpaca jokes if he were starting for the Browns in a preseason game, number one.
We went over some of the quarterbacks that had thrown a ton of passes, and one of them I didn't remember.
I have a follow-up to that. Yeah, that's right. Well, we had one where we didn't know how to pronounce his name. You thought it was
Kyle Laletta.
Yeah. And he played in three games and just threw and threw and threw.
I thought
and
you
threw.
Were looking at Kevin's Minnesota time.
And quite honestly, I did. Honestly, I did as well. I thought some of those quarterbacks were Minnesota.
You were right.
Yeah. Were some of them Minnesota quarterbacks?
No, they were
Browns quarterbacks.
Anthony was right.
Oh,
those were Browns quarterbacks. I don't remember those games.
I don't remember them either. So
I don't think everybody is as dialed in as they say they
are. No, they're not. But going back to your NFL friend and going to like what Albert writes, right? I got no problem with Albert Breer, guys. Let's leave that. Obviously, he's a friend of the station.
Uh-oh. If you had to say that at the start of the sentence, where's this going?
Well, no, because it sounds like I'm attacking him. Because, I say, well, you can't stick your...
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
You can't stick your head in the sand. You have to see that the guy is a major celebrity. And you have, in unprecedented times, you've had an unprecedented fall from the first... For a quarterback, anyway. From the first round to the fifth round. Where if you get a guy that a lot of people did project... Respected people projected him to be a first-round pick. You get that guy in the fifth round, people are going to get excited about that. But also, like, the Colts situation, Seattle situation. Those teams aren't trying to dig themselves out of a hole that you created by giving up three first-round picks and $235 million guaranteed to a quarterback that people do not want to play for you this year. He's already injured. He's coming back from injury. And the vast majority of Browns fans don't want to see that guy on the field. So we're looking for something to dig us out of the hole. So now I'm basically Chevy Chase in Vegas Vacation, where now I'm digging around the holes out in the desert with Cousin Eddie looking for money so I can go put money down on terrible table games to try to get this thing figured out, to try to make my money back, to dig myself out of this hole, because I don't want to waste any more time with great football players. Damn it, you people know that Denzel Ward and Myles Garrett are great football players. You need more than two football players to be able to do this. Then you got Joel Bitonio, you got Wyatt Teller, and DeJuan Jones is coming around, but he's young. I mean, see, I'm starting to get upset and worked up myself here because I just don't want to waste any time with guys that I know, and we all know, are fantastic. I don't want to waste any more time. And I know in the back of my mind, you're just going to have to waste that time. Usually, and why we remember a Johnny Unitas, why you remember a Tom Brady, is because they're the exception to the rule. They become legends. Late round cut guy or sixth round pick, they become legends. They're exceptions. We don't remember the also-rans that have been taken year in and year out in the fifth, sixth, seventh round, whatever, undrafted, whatever. You don't remember that. And more than likely, I'm just going to have to deal with this, and we're going to have to deal with this, and we cannot skip steps, and we're going to have to trudge forward. And then, honestly, you throw on that Arch Manning conversation yesterday right at the end of the show where his grandfather comes on and is like, yeah, he's going back in 2026, and people immediately start tweeting us. What do they start tweeting us? It's because of Jimmy. It's because of the Browns. They don't want to be a part of this mess. Nope, Eli wasn't going to be a part of the mess in San Diego. He's not going to allow his son, his grandson, to be a part of this mess here in Cleveland. No way, no how. And it just makes me even more desperate for Shedeur Sanders to do well, because I think he has a higher ceiling than Nylon Gabriel and a lot of other fans do as well. Not guys in the office, but fans. So what I say to like Albert and what I say to your friend from the NFL is like, you guys aren't desperate. You guys aren't desperate. I'm desperate. So I'm acting in a way that if you and I were doing this show in Chicago and we were looking at videos of guys breaking down Shedeur Sanders, go, Judas Priest, this is nuts. That's my explanation. It's not a clear level of thinking.
But either way, I mean, regardless of the fact that he's buried on the depth chart, despite the fact that next week's going to be Kenny Pickett's week to shine, you know, in their joint practice situation with Philadelphia, regardless of any of the stuff that's going on, like, how much fun is it tonight when probably in reality, if we were looking at this situation, if it were any other team in the NFL, we would be probably going, who cares? It's a four straight quarterback. Not here. Like, here, there is general excitement, and you got a bunch of national talking heads who know every time they bring up Shedeur Sanders, the internet's going to go crazy. So that's why, you know what? There's a little bit of pressure tonight, and I love it. There should never be pressure with a four string quarterback in a preseason game, but somehow here we are, and it makes tonight that much bigger when in 99% of situations, This night would be meaningless.
It would.
So it gave us real meaning.
Because think about this. Be honest. Like, you'd be curious. Like, well, Dylan, let's go under if they just drafted Dylan Gabriel and Dylan has a hamstring injury. Who starts tonight? Is it Joe? Or do they just get Snoop Huntley? What is the excitement in that? What is the excitement in any of that?
Non-entity.
I mean, you want to talk about the fart of all farts to kick off a season.
Maybe the rookies on defense?
No offense to Snoop, man, but under the same circumstances, we just signed you. You just got off a plane. This thing is dead.
I'd rather have Kyle Lauletta.
This is dead on arrival here, man. You'd rather have Kyle Lauletta. I mean, it's just dead on arrival. So, yeah, there is some excitement to see because we're so I am so damn desperate to dig out of this hole. This terrible, terrible hole.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.